Vayter in Shas from Rava Kama Dav Ayin Vav, picking up on the very top of the page, the first line, next part of the Mishnah. Gana vehikdish ve'acher kach tovach u'machar. Let's say you have a situation that a person steals, again, a shor or a seh, and he is makdish it. I steal it, I'm makdish it, and then I go ahead and I shechter and I sell it. What do I have to pay? Kefel, but I don't have to pay. Arba v'chamesh. In fact, the Gemara Amri Bishlama Tvicha Lo Mechayev can make sense why you don't have to pay the Tvicha. The idea of shechting the Hekdesh Katovich, because when I shechted it, I was shechting something that belongs to Hekdesh Velo Demari Katovich, and I wasn't shechting the thing that belongs to the owner. Ella Hekdesh Chayev, but let him at least be Chayev to pay the five amounts to the Hekdesh to Hekdesh. What's the difference if I sold to a regular person or I sell it to the heavens? Who is that? Rabbi Shimon. He. If you have hektish that is chayev to go and pay back, it remains in the rishus of the original owner. The Ganav says, Hare Alai Ola, it says it's upon me an Ola, not a Rezu Ola, and therefore it remains in its original status. So now, the original meaning of the Ganav at this stage. So I go and I steal it, then I go and I said, Hare Alai, it was on me, and now I go and I makdish it. So even though, yes, it goes to Hektish, there's still a certain ownership which I retain, and therefore it's not like I gave it over because I'm chayv to go and pay it back. In fact, it knocks off the Gemara, Ha Mi Desefer B'Shimon Havi. But we know for the fact that the Sefer's are B'Shimon, like we're going to see, Reisha Laiva B'Shimon. It's got to be the Reisha is not Rabbi Shimon, which means Hazakush Leduch. They were back to our original question. Why would it be there's not chayv to go in to pay the five amount to Hektish? Elohim, my skin, what we're dealing with? Bekotchim Kalim. We're talking about Kotchim Kalim. We've Kotchim Kotchim Kalim, Kotchim Kotchim. These are two different levels of Kedusha. Right? So now, Valiba de Rabbi Yosef Aglila and the world of Risigli Adamar, Kotchim Kalim, Mammon Bailim, who Kotchim Kalim remain the Mammon of the owner, which should say Kamein retains in their status, and therefore it's not like it did it from Hektish, I have to pay them five. Ava Kotchim Kotchim, what would be the deal? What would be the situation of Kotchim Kotchim? Mesham Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Then you'd have to pay the four and five. At the Tani Reisha, if that's really the case, then instead of saying Gana V'Tavach V'Achkachitish Mesham Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, Livgulis V'Dida. Let it be arguing in itself. Why are we talking about the case that if someone goes and he steals and he shechs, and then afterwards he's makdish, he's got to pay four or five, have the machlokas within its own category. But when is that true? Bekotchim kalam, bekotchim kotchim, mishalm tshulim abar b'chemisha, then you have to pay abar b'chemisha, but it doesn't do that. It says the Gemara, okay, in a chinami, el aliyalam, lo shna kotchim kotchim, lo shna kotchim kalam. There's really no difference to them in reference to the idea that the ganav does not have to pay the arba v'chamesh four or five times. The kashalach mali b'chor lehedyot, mali b'chor l'shamayim, therefore you should have to pay mechor lehedyot when he sells it to hedyot, meikara Torah, the Reuven, Rashi Torah, the Shimon. Originally, before he sold it, it was Reuven's ox, and now after he sells it, it's Shimon's ox. Mechor l'shamayim, but when he sells it to Shamayim, in other words, he's makdish it, meikara Torah, the Reuven, Rashi Torah, the Reuven. Originally, it was Reuven's shore, and it's still Reuven's shore, and therefore, that's why they have to pay the arba v'chamisha. Okay, and last part of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, just to quote you from the actual Mishnah itself, Kachim Shechayi Bachriyu. Some of you have Kachim Yechayi to pay it back because you said a real lie. Masham Zashom Adalim. Hey, you would pay four and five. She'en Chayi Bachriyu Sam Pater. But if not, then you would be Pater. Amri. So they said, Nihidis of Rabbi Shimon, Mali Mechor Lehedyot, Mali Mechor Leshamayim. He says, what's the difference? It's out to Hedyot to Shamayim. Therefore, he's going to be Chayi to pay four or five. For the fact that he was makdish this animal, ifcha mi ba'ele, he should have said the opposite. Kachim shechay b'chirusa and pater. When it comes to kachim that he's chay b'chirusa, he's gonna be pater. The katil lo nafak mishusay because hasn't yet left his rishos. But kachim sheinu chay b'chirusa, chayev things that are he's not chay b'chirusa. Then he's going to be chayev. The mafkli mishus say because out of his rishus is the rishus of hektash. You say the opposite of what he says in the Mishnah. Amri, and for the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Amilsa Achritigai. Rabbi Shimon's statement is not going on what we were talking about up until now. It's going on something else. Vachikitan, this is what he means to say. Eina goniv achar ganav mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. The goniv achar ganav, if you steal something and I steal from you, I'm not going to pay the four or five amount. You steal, I steal from you. I don't got to pay kefil, 4 or 5, nothing. V'chein gonev hekdesh b'beis ba'al l'mpater. And also, not only that, but somebody who steals hekdesh from the house of the owner and then goes and shaktes and mipater also. Not gonev minagana, but gonev from a particular person who it belongs to him, but he's makdesh it. My time outcome, v'gunev mibeis sa'ish. The pasuk says has to be stolen from the house of the man. V'lo mibeis hekdesh, not from the house of hekdesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, on this Rabbi Shimon says, kachem shachayev b'chayusam chayev. If somebody steals or shechs a... they steal, and then they either shecht or sell a muktash animal, and that the owner now is, he says, hare a lie, then he's going to be chayv to pay 4 or 5. My time, why is that? Karina beis, we say, v'guna beis ish. It's still called v'guna beis ish because he has a chayas on it. V'sheinu chayv achirus and pata, but if that chayv achirus is going to be pata, the lo karina beis, v'guna beis ish, because we can't read that pasuk on it, v'guna beis ish. Now, mechti. Let's try to break this down and see what's going on. Shamin and Leila Rabbi Shimon. So we learn Rabbi Shimon that he says, the Amar Shchita She'ena Ruya Lo Shema Shchita. A Shchita that's not Roya, that's not fitting, meaning it's not able to be eaten right now. It's not even called a Shchita that you'd say going to be Chai of 4 or 5. Kachim Nami Shchita She'ena Ruya. But we know Kachim falls into that category. So how can I say Rabbi Shimon is going to say that a God, if I go and I steal and I shecht a Muktash animal that you're Chai of Achrayas, that I have to pay 4 or 5, if that's not going to be allowing me to even eat it? The Gemara, Ki Yasar Avdimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shochei Tamimim Mibifnim L'shem Bailim. Rav Shimon, in our Mishnah, is talking about a case where the Ganav shechs a Tamimim. It's a Tamim, it's a good animal. It's not a Nobal Mum over there. It does it inside the Azara for the sake of the owner. So I steal it and I shecht it for him. All right, nice guy. I'm such a sweetheart. Now, in such a situation, the carbon is a good carbon, and the shechita is now able to be eaten. And therefore, now the ganav is going to be chayav to be the 4 or 5 for shechting the stolen animal. In fact, the gemara varei chazro karen lebailim. I understand why is it going to have to be 4 or 5 if the karen of the actual principal is going to be given back to the owner. Says Rashi, hol l'shem bailim nizbechu. He did it for the owner, so then everything should be good now. It counts as a good carbon. And the God of basically it's like you returned it to him and he shouldn't have to pay this 4 or 5. If the Gemara, remember, she's like, we're dealing with the case where he spilled the blood and he didn't put it on the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, Omiyu b'shas shchita ru'uyai. At the time, shchita was fine. But afterwards, he spilled the blood in a way that he's not able to go out and eat it because part of the process of the carbon is you have to bring the dam. Another answer, the shechita was done bifnim inside, and therefore it's taka a good shechita over there, but it wasn't done for the sake of the owner. Says Rashi, the shechita, or the last one, shalul shem bailim, balem, excuse me, the shechita ruiyahi, the kaimelom yodin zvachim, davbeis, kol hazvachim shenizbechu shalul shman ksherim. The Karen lo chazul b'ayim. It doesn't go back to it. The Karen we say shalom alul b'ayim shem chova because it didn't go up for them for the shem chova what they need, and therefore it's a good shechita, but they're just not able to have it. However, now it makes sense that we were saying that you have to pay dalad v'hei. Beep, turn the page. Ayin vav amud beis. Reish lakish amar. Another answer. B'shochid b'ayim. Third answer. B'shochid ba'alei mum in b'chutz. We're talking about a case where the ganav shechted, but it was a ba'al mum, and he did it outside. As Rashi says, shechitasan heter b'chutz. It's shechit of a ba'al mum is mutter to be done b'chutz, to be done outside of the azara. In fact, the Gemara tahi ba Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was like wondering about this. He was in a wonderment. The Rabbi Yochanan shechita materes. According to Yochanan's answer, that was answer number 2, that they brought it and they did it inside the azara l'shem ba'alim. And so therefore it's considered a good shechita, and it's a good, everything was good to go. Now you're telling me you're able to go and you're able to eat it? Alo zrika materis, isn't it so that the zrika, the throwing of the dam on the mizbeach, that's what matters it to actually be able to be eaten. L'reish lakish shechita materis. According to Reish Lakish, he says that the shechita is good, it's ru'uya, because Rav Shimon is talking about where he shechted a bal mum outside, the shechita, there's a shechita going to matter from eating it. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. V'alo zrika materis, the Reish Lakish shechita materis. You tell me the shechita is going to do it. V'alo pedia materis. Is it true in the world of Reish Lakish that pedia, you have to be poda the animal, bring it out of a state of hekdesh in order to be mutter? So what's going on over here? None of these things. You can't eat it. It's not ruya, and therefore, why should it be has to pay 4 or 5 shtickle? So the Gemara says, Ishtamitze Hadar Rav Shimon. The Rabbi Lazar came and asked this question. Ishtamitze, he forgot about, right? Says, Ishtamitze the Rabbi Lazar, Hadar Rav Shimon, Kol Omid. He forgot that which he says, that Kol Omid Lizo Kizarg Dami. Anything that is standing to be ready to be thrown, because it's a different stone. Anything is standing to be redeemed as if it is redeemed, and therefore it's considered a shechita ru'uya. How do we know that he's masking to this? That Rabbi Shimon says this. Kol omid lizok kizarek dami. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh nosar shehu metami tumas ochen. There's nosar. Nosar knows that if you shecht and you have kachim that was left over and it wasn't eaten within this amount of time that it meant to be eaten, that thing has to be burned. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to know. Yesh no such a matami to mislochin. This type of no said it's going to matami to mislochin. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon is surei hana'a ein matamin to mislochin. The darish mikola ochel asheya achel. Ochel shata yachel achil lacherim olenachi oli yisoh kori ochel. Something that can be eaten to other people, to a guy, to a Jew, that's called ochel. Perakam de Bechoris. Ve'im ha'isallah shas heter. Din kabbalas tumma. Then it takes on a level of tumma. Vafil nesel acher came a kabbalas tumma. Even becomes also after it becomes kabbalas tumma. So yesh dosu matami tumas olchem. Yesh dosu sheinu matami tumas olchem. There's a type of nosa that's going to be able to become tame, and someone that won't be able to become tame from food. Rashi is teaching us that we have a pasuk. It says mikola ochel asher ye achel yitma. Any food that you can be eaten, meaning it's edible, it shall become tummy, meaning to say that any food that could be eaten, even though it's usher to be eaten, is able to become tummy. In other words, it touches something, it's a tummy, it can become tummy. Rabbi Shimon, though, he says, he dashes a pasuk to say, only food that can be eaten, it has to be eaten by somebody, either a Jew or a non-Jew, then it could be susceptible to become tummy, to get tumas ochlin. So, again, something that you could give to a non-Jew or something like that. But something which is aser behana, which you're not even allowed to give to a guy, it's not able to become tami tumas ochlin. So now we're saying that Rishimon is going to, we qualify this a little bit more, and he's saying that it applies only to stuff that was never muter behana. So let's say there was a time when it was muter behana, even if it becomes aser behana after the fact, still it takes on that status over there. So he says that nosar, which is, although right now nosar is aser behana, it can become tumas ochlin, because it was a time, and there's also a type of nosa that's not going to be at all. So you have kachim, that a moment where it was mutter, after it was shechted, at that time it becomes susceptible to that, and it's going to remain even after the fact. But nosa that never had a time when it was actually mutter, from the time it was shechted, it's not going to be susceptible to that. Case that, how so? Let's say you left it overnight, before you actually threw the dam, on the Mizbeach. Rashi says we're talking about a type of kachim that we know there's certain types of kachim, like a toda and kachim kachim. They're given over a day and a night to eat. So it becomes nosar when they leave it overnight and before the Zrika, meaning to say the dam wasn't thrown on the Mizbeach on the day that it was shechted, and the meat was never became mutter. And I'm a tami tomas lochem, it's not going to be a tami. But if it stayed overnight after the Zrika occurred, then it's going to be Metamis Tomasolchin. Even though it's also because it's no sar, still there was a time when it was okay. V'kamelon, and we hold that my lifting Zrika, what is it? What does Yerushim mean? It says before Zrika, Kodem Shenira Lazrika, before the blood became roi, fit to be thrown. La'ach Zrika, what is after Zrika mean? La'ach Shenira Lazrika means after the dam became fit to be thrown. I mean, Yerushim doesn't mean to make a distinction between Kachim that stayed overnight before or after the dam was thrown, but before or after the dam became fit to be thrown, like we say. Kodim shenira lezrika lan mahi. So what does it mean? If it stayed overnight before it became fit to be throwing, the lo havi shahus vayom lemizrike, where the dam, where there was no time left in the day to throw the dam, that means the shachti samach shkia zechama. The shchita happened right before shkia. Veinu matami tumas ochlin. And that's when it doesn't become Tomei Tumas Olchan. Lachashin Elzrika Lon, but let's say it stayed overnight, it was Lon. After it became fit to be thrown, Dahavya Shahus Bayom, Lemizukir, where there was enough time left to throw the dam, Mitamei Tumas Olchan, then it's going to be Mitamei Tumas Olchan. Alma, Kola Omid Lizuch Kizarik Dami. So what do you see from here? Kum Tachoy, so Shimon holds up this idea that any dam that stands to be thrown is considered like it already was thrown. What about the other one? V'chol HaOmid. And anything lipados kapados, anything that could be redeemed right now, it's as if it was redeemed. The Tanya, looked at a brayser, Shimon Omer, beep, turn the page. Ayin Zanim Alf. Para, we're talking about now the meat of a shechted para duma, which is usher to get any hana from. You can't get any hana from such a thing. Rashi says para duma metame tumas ochen. It's going to be metame tumas ochen. So the that of the para mitame tumas olchin, it can become tame tumas olchin. Hoil the hoisalah shasa kosher, since it had a moment when it was kosher, meaning there was a point after the shechita that was mutter to eat, and then it became considered like a food, like olchin, and it held on to that thing even after it's no longer mutter to be had. Rashi says, "Dahavi lo shasa kosher lecho mishenishchav yardalah toras ochel." Therefore, it has the Torah, it takes upon itself the toras ochel. Beep, turn the page. Ein zayim beis. Ve'amar Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish explained, what does that mean? This shasa kosher. That's this time when there's moment when there's roi. He says, Omer Ayu Reb Shimon, para niftes al gabe marachta. A para duma can be redeemed after it was shechted on the gabe marachta. That's the wood that they had by the mizbeach. Not the mizbeach, but this like little this thing that they built up that they would put the para duma on. So you see, it can be redeemed. What does that tell you? Alma kol omid lipados kibit padoy dami. Anything that stands to be able to be redeemed is considered like it already was. So what comes from all this? What comes out is that if a ganav shechted, a stolen balmum outside of balmum kadosh thing, outside of the azara, then he's going to be chayav to pay 4 or 5, because even though the shechita itself is not actually going to make it fit to be eaten until the animal is padoy, since at the time of the shechita the animal could be redeemed, Rav Shimon says that it's considered like it is already redeemed, and therefore the meat is considered good for eating, and therefore the shechita is considered a shechita that is re'uya, and now he's going to have to pay the 4 or 5 amount. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and continue on with this next time, God willing. Until next time, I want to show y'all a great, great day.